Number 3. Supportive position of hadith. Of course, it is true to say that the third means of guidance are the hadith. For many matters relating to Islamic history, morality, and jurisprudence are elaborated on by the hadith. Moreover, the greatest benefit of the hadith is that they serve the Quran and Sunnah. Those who fail to properly honor the Quran proclaim that the hadith are an authority over the Quran, just as the Jews claimed in relation to their own traditions. But I declare that the hadith serve the Holy Quran and the Sunnah, and it is obvious that servants only add to the grandeur of their master. The Holy Quran is the word of God, and the Sunnah is the practice of the Messenger of Allah. The hadith are an additional testimony in support of the Sunnah. It is wrong to suggest that the hadith are an authority over the Quran. God forbid. If there is a judge that sits over the Quran, it is the Quran itself. The hadith, which are based somewhat on conjecture, can never sit as a judge over the Quran. They only serve as supporting testimony. It is the Quran and Sunnah which have provided all the necessary guidance, whereas the hadith serve only as a supporting testimony. How can the hadith be a judge over the Quran? The Quran and Sunnah were imparting guidance in an age when this man-made adjudicator did not even exist. Do not say that the hadith are an authority over the Quran. Rather, consider them a reinforcing testimony to the truth of the Holy Quran and Sunnah. Though the Sunnah expounds the purport of the Quran and is the path unto which the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, guided his companions through his practical example, the term does not refer to those sayings that were recorded in books after approximately 100 to 150 years, for these sayings are referred to as hadith. The Sunnah is the practical example of those pious Muslims which has been a part of their characters since the very beginning, and which thousands of Muslims have been taught to follow. Although a large part of the hadith is based on conjecture, so long as they do not contradict the Quran or Sunnah, they are worth accepting. For the hadith not only support the Quran and Sunnah, but are also valuable material on various issues that relate to Islam. Therefore, to disregard the hadith would be to sever off one of the limbs of Islam. However, if there is a hadith which contradicts the Quran and Sunnah, or contradicts a hadith which accords with the Quran, or if, for example, there is a hadith which opposes Sahih Bukhari, then such a hadith is not worthy of acceptance, inasmuch as accepting it demands rejection of the Holy Quran and all the ahadith which accord with the Quran. I trust that no righteous person could show such audacity so as to accept a hadith which contradicts the Quran, Sunnah, and other hadith which conform with the Quran. Nevertheless, one ought to honor the hadith and derive benefit from them, for they are attributed to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Do not reject them unless the Quran and Sunnah reject them. Rather, follow the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so diligently that there should be nothing you do or do not do, except that you have a basis for it in the hadith. But if a hadith clearly contradicts the accounts given in the Holy Quran, one should reflect so that it may be reconciled. Perhaps the apparent incongruity is the fault of your own understanding. However, if the discrepancy cannot be resolved, then discard any such hadith, for it cannot be from the Messenger, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. On the other hand, if there is a weak hadith, but it conforms to the Quran, then accept it, for it stands endorsed by the Quran.